With you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and he taught there. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. And in the synagogue there was a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." And the unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. And all were amazed, and they asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And his fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. I think we've discussed before Jesus moving from Nazareth, his hometown, to Capernaum, his new hometown. He was rejected at Nazareth. He went into the synagogue and he spoke in Nazareth. He was rejected and he moved to Capernaum. It's about 20 miles away. That would have been a fairly long distance in the time of Jesus. Capernaum is by the sea. It's on the Sea of Galilee, northwest shore of the Sea of Galilee, the hometown of Peter and Andrew. And you'll remember that after this encounter in the synagogue, Jesus will heal the mother-in-law of Simon Peter. What Mark wants to establish here very early in the gospel is the power and the identity of Jesus. The Holy One of God. And at this point, interestingly, the only one that can really see the fullness of Messianic Jesus is the evil spirit. The evil spirit knows he's the Holy One of God. For the rest of us, he's just revealing his identity as the one who is to save his people. Sometimes, we have various approaches to Jesus. Sometimes we say Jesus is a problem solver. Jesus is one to go in a time of crisis. And once he has solved the problem, we move along and we kind of forget about the problem until we get another problem. The ideal that the Gospels want to reveal is Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ, the center of our lives. Now and then, you may meet somebody who says, "Jesus is Lord and Savior, and that's it. It's the most fundamental value I have. It's what leads me in life. It's what gives me security in my life." And now you'll meet others who talk about Jesus all the time. But I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about people that have this deep sense that I am in the hands of the Lord, and Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and nothing can disturb me. I had a man like that in my life who died about a little over a year ago. A Hispanic man, Miguel, and he used to come to me for spiritual direction. He was a laborer. He worked on some kind of a building project for somebody. He had terminal cancer. He was suffering. But each time he'd come and sit in my office and talk to me, he said, "Miguel, do you have any fear?" "No fear, no fear." "Are you anxious about anything?" "No, not anxious. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Nothing could disturb him." I was inspired by him. That's exactly what Mark and the Gospels want to establish. That Jesus isn't a miracle worker. He's not just a problem solver. Jesus is the Messianic one, the the Lord and Savior for each and every one of us. Now that sounds simple enough, but it's a stretch. Because when we kind of follow the Lord, we follow the Lord in good times. But then when we hit hard times, we're looking for a problem solver. And that's not what the Gospels want to establish. They want to establish the fact that Jesus Christ is the ultimate value in our lives. Now, that won't happen to his followers until the Holy Spirit comes upon them. But once the Holy Spirit comes upon them, they become invincible. The early Christians were totally invincible. they have martyrs, but the martyrs will come again. They throw people to the lions. More will come. They're absolutely invincible because Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. That's the teaching of the Gospels. And that's what Mark in this Gospel wants to establish, the beginning of the messianic revelation of who Jesus is. All-powerful, all the evil spirits in the world cannot begin to contest or overcome the power of Jesus Christ. I think about that. When we walk through this day, we walk through this day without any fear, without anxiety, because everything is passing. And Jesus Christ is the value and the person who endures forever. Now that's very early in Mark's Gospel. It's very early in Luke. It's in chapter 4 in Luke. And they want to establish this. Once his disciples get the Holy Spirit upon them and they're established in this belief, they're invincible. We pause now for a moment of prayer.